Broadcasting from Old Wolfie Radio Music Hall in Portland, Oregon, it's the Old Timey Radio Show. Tonight's episode may or may not contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. It has been said that war never changes. And while that may be true, the battlefields upon which it is fought and who it is fought by often does. Tonight's episode takes us back in time to an Allied outpost behind enemy lines in Germany, May 1st, 1945.
Delta Red 6. This is Delta White, over. Hear it clear. Positions are held. We are waiting for further instructions. Over. Say again, over. Acknowledged. Over and out.
Jack, what'd they say?
It's over.
What?
Hitler's dead. The war is over.
Holy shit.
It's finally over.
I can't believe it. We actually did it.
Yes!
What did they say we should do next?
Okay, we gotta make our way back to the border.
Well then, let's get the hell out of this war!
Hey, shh! Quiet! We're still in enemy territory and they might not have gotten the message yet.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just really excited.
All right, well, we can celebrate when we get home.
Okay. You know, I think when I get back, I'm gonna start a novel.
Oh yeah? Writing one or reading one?
Writing one, you numbskull.
Well, we certainly got enough material for one hell of a jest.
I was thinking a mystery, but yeah.
Mine! Get down!
Shit! Jack!
Yeah.
Are you dead?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
I don't think so.
Are you sure you stepped on a mine?
I heard a click.
Mines don't usually make that kind of noise.
What are you doing? Just get away from me.
Look, we need to see what you stepped on.
Just back up.
Hey, look at me. You need to stop shaking. Just breathe, okay?
Okay.
I'm just gonna see what this thing is.
Well?
Just hold your horses, I'm looking. Okay, shit. Jack, look. You definitely stepped on a mine.
Oh, shit.
Do not move. That might set it off.
What am I supposed to do? Just stand here forever?
For now, yes.
What are you doing?
Shh. I'm seeing if we drew any unwanted attention.
Oh, screw it. Let those Nazi pricks see one last show before they surrender.
Shh. Quit beating your gums for a second. Okay, it's clear. Jack, are you okay?
I'm pretty far from okay.
Right, sorry. Look, we'll think of something.
Radio for help.
No, it would be days before anybody got to us, and we don't know when that thing is gonna go off.
Oh, why hasn't it gone off yet?
I don't know. We've never seen this happen before.
Well, maybe it's a dud. Maybe if I just step off, everything will be okay.
No. We don't know that. Let me take a second look.
Well, what good is that gonna do?
I don't know if I can get to it. Maybe I can disarm it.
What are you, crazy? You're just gonna blow us both up.
And I'm willing to take that risk. Are you?
All right.
Okay.
All right, fine. Okay.
Shit. Okay, Okay, I can see it, but it is deep, and I don't know if I can get to it.
Ah, just get away from it then, please, Robert!
Look, Jack, everything is gonna be okay.
When you say that everything is gonna be okay, that means that you're gonna be okay, okay? That's you! You can walk away from this! I'm the one who stepped on a fucking landmine!
Okay. You're right. Everything is not gonna be okay.
You're gonna be okay.
Seeing you die is not gonna make me okay.
This is war. Haven't you seen this by now?
No, this isn't war anymore.
Then what is it?
It's us getting home. Look. Okay, what if I find something else really heavy? And we can do like a quick switch or something.
Robert, we're in the middle of a field. Do you see any me-sized objects sitting around here?
Well, do you have any ideas then?
All right. What if I just jump off really quick?
No. That is a terrible plan.
Well, you said it was deep. Maybe it just takes my foot off or something.
Look. We don't have the supplies to patch you up. By the time I made it back, I'd be dragging a corpse.
Are you saying that there's no hope?
Are you thirsty?
I'm not anything right now.
Come on. It'll make you feel better. So funny.
Well, this is it. This is just how it ends for me.
No, do not give me that case or bullshit.
Every step I've taken has literally led me to my fate.
Death is not your fate.
Everybody dies, Robert.
Yeah, but we are still free to choose. Fate is just those limited opportunities we're given to choose from.
I didn't choose to step on a landmine.
But we chose to come to this war.
Ah, they sold us this war. They said, do your part. You'll find a great adventure.
And they were right. Just not in the way that they thought.
Well, what did you find?
You!
Robert.
Look. It is weird and it is scary. I know.
Alright, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yes, you do.
This is not the time to discuss this.
Then when? The next time you step on a landmine. I have tried to control how I felt about you.
Alright, we've been through a lot, okay? It's natural to care about somebody.
No, this is different. And I know you have felt it too.
You don't know what's in my head.
We have been trudging through this war together for 2 years. And in that time, I may not have been able to touch you, but I have felt who you are.
Oh, yeah? Well, who am I?
You're the person who makes me feel like myself. Look, I thought I was the only one. And it was terrifying. And then I saw how meeting just one person like me could change that.
What makes you think that I'm like you?
Because I know what it's like to live that lie.
Oh, everybody lives with lies.
This is different. You know how lonely this is.
I don't know how to talk about this.
Just say whatever's on your mind.
No, it's not fair. It's just too late.
There has to be something that we can still do.
Even if there was, do you think we're just going to go back and be together? Huh? Buy a house with a white picket fence and live happily ever after?
We can go somewhere else then.
Where? Robert! They don't throw parades for people like you and me.
We can still make a life together.
You can have a life. You don't have to be this way.
No, I refuse to hide from this. I will not hide anymore.
Robert, listen to me! You can't let them know. God, if you're lucky, you'll be committed. If you're not lucky, you'll be dead.
Bullshit! We made it through this war. We will make it through that.
I didn't make it through this war!
Oh, shit, you were right.
What are you doing?
I'm using one of my limited opportunities.
Robert, stop. I mean it. I mean it's okay. Stay right there. It's Jackie, too it's okay. Dangerous. Get it's away from me.
Okay.
Please don't make me do this.
Look, it's okay. Just give it to me.
No.
Just give me the gun.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. Look. On the count of three.
No, Robert, no. Please, please.
We're gonna step off
please,
together.
No, I don't want to. No.
One.
Oh, you stupid bastard.
Two.
Oh! Oh! I love you.
Three.
This has been a production of Mine, featuring Danny Diggs as Robert, Barney Behan as Jack, and directed by Phil McNasser. This episode was produced by Josh Cole and written by Danny Diggs. This program is made possible in part by Audioglobe, the premier provider of live stream events in Portland, Oregon since 2010. Everything from concerts to theater, Audioglobe works with an incredible array of talent and delivers it all directly to you. For more information, visit www.audioglobe.com. Thank you for listening. And join us next time for another episode of the Old Timey Radio Show.